rest of the story. Ever since Jim Patridge was in the Marines, he has been interested in the martial arts. But everywhere Jim applied for martial arts training, he was rejected. He was physically strong. He was coordinated. The instructors agreed. But in the ancient forms of self-defense, you've got to be able to kick. And Jim, well, Jim was just not a good kicker. In all of the entrance exams, it was immediately obvious. But Jim Patridge hung in there. And when the first school turned him down, he applied at a second. When the second rejected his application, he tried a third. 12 martial arts academies, and as many rejections later, Jim Patridge gave up and decided that he would just live his dream through his son Brandon instead. August 1986, he took the boy to a school called USA Karate in Carroll Stream, Illinois. Jim was discussing the school's program with its master instructor, Scott Kiefer, asking questions on his son's behalf. When Kiefer learned about Jim's longing to learn the martial arts, "Why don't you then?" the instructor asked. "I can't kick," Jim answered. Well, at that moment, Jim Patridge, who had already been turned down by a dozen martial arts academies, was accepted at this school and immediately began taking classes with his son. And where soon he was surpassing students 10 years younger than he. Jim would study not one but three martial arts, Hapkido, Tangsudo, and Kobudo. Combined, they comprise joint locking and pressure points, circular strikes, linear strikes, power techniques, and weapons skills. Jim attended classes almost every day. In no time, he was defeating fellow students who were physically twice as strong. He got so good that he became an assistant instructor. And when the school moved to Glendale Heights, Jim followed it. And after 3 years, Jim had learned more than 300 martial arts skills and techniques. And then last month, it was on the 23rd day of June this year, the ultimate dream. 42-year-old Jim Patridge, at 42, tested, succeeded, earned and received his black belts, plural, three of them in each of his martial arts. Though Jim never did learn to kick, but he learned to compensate. And in the process, he proved that there is not much that you can't do as long as you want to. You see, Jim Patridge left the Marines in 1966 on a stretcher with a Purple Heart pinned to him. And yet they say that today, black belt Jim is as fast and as agile as ever, that he can take an opponent down with one single lightning thrust of his arm, even though for the last 24 years he has continued to suffer the effects of that exploding booby trap in Vietnam. You see, Jim Patridge to this day is deaf in one ear, altogether deaf in that one ear. And on the right side of his body, he is in fact partially paralyzed. And he doesn't see very well. In fact, he is legally blind. And from the hips down, nothing. I mean, black belt Jim Patridge has no legs. None at all. But now you know the rest of the story.